I'm coming from Freiburg to the southwest of Germany, and I'm going to introduce you a little bit to the situation of CSA in Germany and then go more focused on our project. First of all, what is CSA? It was mentioned before. For us, it is simply that the members take the responsibilities to cover all the expenses of the farming business and help out with the needs of the farm, and sort of in exchange, all the produce from the farm goes to the members and is shared by the members. The CSA in Germany is not a really new thing, but it got a lot of momentum in the last years. The Buschberghof was the first one in the 1980s founded. It's a biodynamic farm, and they're working already for about 30 years. But in the last 2 years, out of the 20 farms, CSA farms existing, 6 got founded. So it was basically being the Buschberghof for a long time, and then it grew very rapidly. Now we have more than 20 initiatives, sometimes farmers who search for consumers, sometimes consumers who search for a farmer, to want to set up a CSA. In German, it's called Solidarische Landwirtschaft. In Austria, they call it Gemeinsame Landwirtschaft, Communal Agriculture, we call it Solidarity Agriculture. In Switzerland, in Swiss German, it's called Vertragslandwirtschaft, which is more or less a contract agriculture. So we are still not really sure how we would call it. Some just go for CSA, and that's the easier way. So, how did we start? We had a group of people actually visiting a farm, Le Jardin de Cocagne, in Geneva, in the French part of Switzerland, who are doing a CSA scheme for more than 30 years. They claim to be the oldest CSA project in Europe. And we just visited them with 4 people, see how they are doing, how they are working, and then we brought the idea back to our city and explained it to our friends. They explained it to their friends. We got some radio interviews, and a couple of months later, basically, we had the first presentation in a room where more than 80 people actually attended the presentation, and we had to send away 60 because they didn't fit in the room. So there was a lot. The time was ripe for the idea. A lot of people were actually waiting for it. With all these financial crises, all these scandals in normal agriculture, they were really looking for alternatives to have a different food supply. But in order to attract these people, we had to figure out what we actually want. And one central issue is food autonomy, or how it's as well really well known, is food sovereignty, a concept developed by the Nieleni forums. A lot of La Via Campesina is talking a lot about it. What does it mean for us? We had different motivations to go for this concept. First of all, for most of our members, it was really important to have regional and seasonal food. So that means that you don't have the tomatoes at this time in January. You eat different food and each season, because we don't have a tropical climate. So there's different food in different seasons. And that was one motivation. We wanted to have it from our area in order not to have so many transport costs. We wanted to have it grassroots organic. That means it doesn't really matter to us to have it certified, to have a label on our produce, because the idea is that the people actually know how the food is produced, because they help on the farm and they know the farmers and know how they do it. We wanted to have it in a climate-just way, and we were talking a lot about peak oil and the investments of fossil fuels in our agriculture. You know, our agricultural system, how it is today, is basically converting fossil energy into food. Depending on the food you're producing, you need 10 to 80 calories to produce 1 calorie of food. That is not really sustainable with the limited oil and fossil fuels resources we have on our planet. So we tried to implement an alternative and find ways how we can produce food and feed our people without investing so much energy from outside. We wanted to do that in a solidarity way, or in a collective way. We didn't want to exclude anyone because he or she does not have the financial resources to take part. We wanted to have it on a personal level. We didn't want it to grow unlimited. We wanted to know with whom we are actually farming and with whom we are doing this project, because, as mentioned before, trust is a really important issue in organizing your own community-supported agricultural scheme. So you need to know with whom you're actually realizing the project. Then we wanted to have all the people as well involved in decision-making processes. So that is a big question, like grassroots democratic or basisdemokratisch, how we call it in Germany. But we try to, that's a goal, like we try to involve the people in the decision-making process. So how we want to do that? We had this bunch of members who were really enthusiastic about all these ideas. Yeah, we have to do that. We have to get our own food running. So we were looking for a farm. This took us 1.5 years because the agricultural land is really demanded in our region, and it's hard to actually find land which you can farm. Important for us was this energetic circle. In order not to put too much energy from outside in our system, we wanted to have a closed circle within our farm. So what is the relationship between the members on one hand and the farm on the other hand? On the one side, there's labor, creativity and funding coming from the members. Every member works as well on the farm, at least 4 days a year. And obviously all the funds required by the farm are brought up by the members. And since we have these 8 hectares of land, there's a lot of room as well for creativity of our members. If they want to realize a project, we have the space and we can talk about realization, how we could do that. What's coming the other way? It's not just food. Food is as well happening if you're not too clumsy with agriculture. But there's a lot more than just food coming back. There's a lot of educational issues. People really got to know what it means to produce food, to produce food in your area, to produce food without a lot of energy input. And there's a community sense, obviously, because we, as I said, we try to keep it slow and personal so that people know each other. And there are ecological benefits if you farm in an organic way or if you farm in a trying to be sustainable way. So what that means in concrete is we are sharing the good and the bad harvests. As Jade said before, if there's a lot of weed on the farm, like on this picture, you see it's very beautiful, very green, but most of the greens are not supposed to be there. So all the people come and actually help weeding all the stuff. And if something really fails, it's a collective risk. It's not the farmer who stays with the problem. If there's hail and your crops get destroyed, everyone just gets a little less of their share. We are sharing as well the work and the knowledge. Everyone has to, participates, and everyone learns as well a lot from the others because there are different capabilities and different knowledge within our members. As I said before, grassroots, organic, we don't really look for a label, but what is important for us is that we just have seeds which are not hybrid. We want to have seeds which we can reproduce on our own, and we want to support these people who develop and breed the seeds who are not hybrid. So, where is our farm? You can see it on the down there. This is Freiburg, a university town. 220,000 people live there, more or less. There's 20 kilometers, more or less, of distance, and you can go there easily either by bike in 1 hour, it's pretty flat, or you take the train until Bad Krozingen and then go with a bus or by bicycle. We have some bicycles there. So the people can easily get to the farm and encourage them actually to come by public transport. How's our legal structure set up? We have the guy who owns the land. We are renting the land. That's over here. We got a legal farm structure where one guy basically sets up a farm, employs the other people, and we got all the members organized here. All the food, all the produce comes from the farm to the people. And the knowledge, obviously, and the people finance the farm and help with the work. That is not our goal. That is our provisional structure because we just started 1 year ago. It's our second year. But that's the status quo, how it's right now. I'm really looking forward to know more about the cooperative they set up in Strand. How we are organized internally. Our highest committee is a general assembly where all the people are invited and have a say and have a vote. One people, one vote. That was our first General Assembly in February last year. And we have a coordination group. They meet twice a week, every second week now. Last year they met every week, where day-to-day decisions are made. There's a core group of about 8 to 10 people who meet really regularly. The farmers normally take part in these coordination meetings as well, and one representative of each of the working groups. Like one, for example, is distribution, one is public relation, and distribution I'm going to talk later a little more. That is our internal website. It is really important that the people keep up to date and know what is going on the farm. On this website, everyone can see where the work assignments are and what time they're going to take place, how many people we need on the farm in order to have a good workflow. So it doesn't really help if 20 people come. Our farmers don't know what to do with 20 people. So they say we need 6 people on Thursday, or let's say here on Wednesday at 8:15 in the morning, and then we have work for them and we got something to do. So all the work assignments are here. Here are different discussions. There we got a diary where people can post experiences from their daily life on the farm. And yeah, it's basically a tool for communication so people can really interact with each other even though they are not on the farm this very day. What does it mean to be a member of the Gartenkorb? It means First, there are four different points. The first point is every member gives a loan to the cooperative of 400 euros. You can pay this loan as well in, like, in shares. You can pay whatever 50 euros a month, a year, or as you wish. But the idea behind that is that we have capital in order to be independent from banks. So we don't pay interest, or we pay very little interest, and we have capital to work with. We can buy machinery, but this is for investments. This is not for day-to-day costs. The day-to-day costs are arranged in point four, in a voluntarily financial contribution. We don't have a fixed price for our membership. Everyone can pay as much as he or she likes. This is important. How much they actually pay is decided on the General Assembly, where the farmers are presenting a budget saying we need, for example, 212,000 euros for 2012. And then the people have to figure out who is paying what and how the money, how the budget is going to be covered. That takes place once a year, obviously normally in the beginning, so the budget is covered and the farmers don't have to worry about how they sell their stuff. It's already arranged, they have their money promised, and they can start doing what they do best, they farm. And I talked about the assignment days, that's the work days, four times a year. Yeah, this is like our assignments don't always look like this, sometimes really work. So what is the project worth? What's the value? We don't tell the people how much they have to pay. But it is important for us to say we do not pay for the food. We do not pay for 1 kilo of tomatoes, 2 kilos of potatoes and stuff. We pay for the agriculture. We pay for the ability of the farmer to really do what he does best and what is valuable for society, farming the land where we live. So it's self-assigned. We give an orientation with the average, the mathematical average. Everyone can calculate that. If you have an entire budget and you know how many people have to cover the budget, you know more or less what's the average. But that's just an orientation. We don't tell the people that is what you should pay. It's just, if you're not creative and you don't know how to figure out your contribution, sort of orientate yourself on the average. That with this free choice of money, we include people who have less financial resources. We ask the people, can you just express your value of a project or your value of a project with the Garten Corp in a monetary way? Is value the same thing as price, as money? There's a lot of things about volunteered labor and paid labor. We have five people employed now. From March 2012, there are going to be five people employed. A lot of people do voluntary work as well. So it's always, okay, how do we find the balance? It's just the second year we're working. That's still a question we are always traveling around. And yeah, trust. Trust is one essential thing in this thing. Yeah, I'm just telling you really short how we deliver the food. We basically distribute it into different big boxes on the farm. We bring it to Freiburg with a van, a car-sharing van. It's not ours. We share it with other people. Then we bring it to one central point where we unload all the boxes. We bring it to all these distribution points. They are arriving here, and then we go by bike to all these different distribution points. Obviously, you can't put the boxes on the bikes. That doesn't work really well. So we have some trailers where we pull the stuff, then it looks like that if you put the boxes on the trailers, or they look like that. Then they bring it to the distribution points. This is a distribution point in the Stühlinger. It's about 30 people pick up the veg there. The people weigh themselves. We don't tell them exactly how much they have to take. They have got the list of what we harvested, but it's up to them. And that is the harvest example. That's July. Now it looks very different because seasonal food, you remember. Yeah, we do more than just harvesting and working. We do public relations, workshops, like stuff like here. We have articles in newspapers. We have once a month, we have a radio show of 1 hour on our local radio station. We go to different forums and camps and, yeah, international meetings. And important, since we are at the Institut Française, we've got 8 kilometers from our farm, the oldest nuclear power plant in France. Fessenheim, Fermont Fessenheim, we got a political struggle, and here are our French colleagues, Sortir de Nucléaire, so the French association to shut off nuclear power plants. That's, yeah, why are we doing that so complicated with all that distribution stuff? As I said before, oil is running out, so burn fat, not oil. It's a lot of fun. We don't have money for the fitness studio, so we go bicycling, and that's it. Thank you for your attention.